America's adults in the room are revolting. After betraying voters to lead a weakened wipeout in Congress for the war and spying crowd, Mike Johnson was granted honorary adult status by adoring pundits. Hi, Gail. I think the theme for last week was the return of adult supervision. So begins the conversation between faux conservative columnist Bret Stephens and faux liberal columnist Gail Collins in the New York Times this morning. The op-ed title, over a portrait of House Speaker Mike Johnson, some of the adults in the room aren't who we thought they would be. The header is a callback to the famed Times editorial by a then-anonymous Trump staffer. We now know it was Homeland Security's chief of staff, Miles Taylor, pledging himself to the resistance and assuring America there were adults in the room in Trump's administration. In 2018, as now, the word adult had no ideological significance, beyond orientation to the Orange Napoleon. The Times is conferring adult status to Johnson for defying MAGA folk in his party to help pass two huge bills, one expanding surveillance, another funding aid for Israel and Ukraine. Adult supervision. It takes guts and a certain irrational certainty of not being guillotined to publicly describe your tribe as adults and everyone else as children needing guidance. I'd be afraid to go there, but not the Antoinettes of the Times. After the weekend's big wins for war and spying, the paper leaned into its theme, adding a guest essay by the quintessential adult, Liz Cheney, who argues for a speedier start of Trump's J6 trial. No one's more adult than a former Republican office holder booted from office and entirely lacking a voter base, yet still loyal to the system. Speaker Johnson isn't voted out yet, but got an advance on his adult club card, his establishment bar mitzvah, if you will, via this weekend's ceremonial ass lick in the Times and other outlets. In addition to the conversation column, we've seen multiple hagiographic odes in the last days to our unlikely Churchill, as CNN now describes Johnson. In another Times piece, Mike Johnson steps into his power even as he might lose it. The speaker is praised for joining Democrats to create a bipartisan coalition that's willing to do what is necessary to save the House from itself. Every parent knows children need constant watching to keep them from scissoring ears off or jamming forks into sockets. The idea here is voters similarly need elected officials who will curb their self-destructive urges to pass responsible measures, like reauthorization of FISA. Regarding the latter, the Times ran a striking guest editorial. I have a sizable collection of Soviet newspapers, and not one contains a headline this comically dystopian. Government surveillance keeps us safe. The Straight Outta Orwell classic was written by Matthew Waxman and Adam Klein, two bona fide